Thank you very much for the very insightful presentation, and it was also nice to hear from the different cities around the world. I would like to take this brief opportunity to give some information about the COP29 presidency initiatives that are related to cities. As many of you are aware, the COP29 will be held in Azerbaijan this year, and about 2 weeks ago, the COP29 presidency announced the presidency initiatives as part of its action agenda to accelerate progress on climate action and supplement the formal negotiated COP agenda. The action agenda represents an ambitious effort by the COP29 presidency to drive action across all climate pillars and covers a range of key priorities such as energy, finance, agriculture, cities, human development, and a climate peace nexus, among others. Cities have a lot to contribute to implementing intergovernmental commitments, and they also face a lot of challenges in doing so. And so as part of Urbanization Day at COP29, there will be a multi-sectoral actions pathway declaration for resilient and healthy cities. This initiative is part of the COP29 action agenda and will aim to bring together stakeholders from across society to drive progress and collaboration on transport and infrastructure, nature, health, and agriculture, as well as construction, energy, efficient buildings, and early warning systems in cities. It will also focus on financing urban climate action. We think this dialogue will go a long way in strengthening the authorities' involvement in these intergovernmental processes and to help respond better to the climate crisis. Thank you very much.